Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Gimel. We are holding on Kuf Beis and Beis. We are 12 lines from the end of the page on Kuf Beis and Beis. We are at Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Today's share sponsor is given by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, the Mishabashav and Aliyah. And we thank him for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So first thing we're going to talk about today is we know which pasuk in the Torah teaches us the Isser of Eivor Min HaChai, and we know which pasuk in the Torah teaches me about the Isser of Basar of a Treifa. However, what's less clear is which of those two psukim also teach me the Isser of Basar Min HaChai. And it's going to be enough kamina, whether you chayv once or twice, when a person violates two out of those three Isurim. Then the Gemara is going to question, how it could be that Reish Lakish holds that you're only chayiv once for eating Eivor Min HaChai and Basar Treifa? Meaning that, everyone agrees, are two totally separate psukim. So how could it be that there's a shita of Reish Lakish that you're only chayiv once when you violate both of those Isurim? And the Gemara is going to have four answers, four approaches to what Reish Lakish holds. Then the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of the machlokas about how many chiyuvim you have for eating chaylev from a living treifa. So it's chaylev, it's min achai, and it's treifa. So is there two chiyuvim for that? Are there three chiyuvim for that? We're going to have three explanations to the machlokas, whether that's two or three chiyuvim. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss if one is chayiv for eivor min achai, if he cut up the kezayis either before putting it in his mouth or before swallowing it. So he didn't eat the kezayis at the same time. So is that going to be... do we say it follows the normal rules of Achila, as long as it's within the Kedei Achila's Pras, then you're still going to be Chayiv? Or do we say that for some reason, Eivor Min HaChai is an exception, that you don't get this Kedei Achila's Pras, it's got to be all at once mamish? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, do we count food that's in the teeth, or that's stuck to the palate of your mouth, toward the Shir Kezayis? Meaning when it comes to Yisurei Achila, that you're only Chayiv if you eat a Kezayis, what about if you have just under a Kezayis, but if you're Mitztari, if that which is in between your teeth, then you hit a kezayis. So does that count that you ate that? Then the Gemara is going to talk about if one is chayiv, if after eating a chatzizayis, he vomits up that chatzizayis, and then either eats it again or eats a different chatzizayis. Is that going to be considered to be an achilas kezayis? And the parak ends on that cheerful topic. So let us begin 12 lines from the end of the page on daf kuf beis amud beis. So says the Gemara, Amra Rabbi Yochanan tells us the following: Lo sochal nefeshim abasar ze eivor min achai. That is clear. That the pasuk lo sochal nefeshim abasar, last week's parsha, that's the yisur of eivor min achai. Ubasar besad the treifa lo sochelu ze basar min achai. And basar besad the treifa lo sochelu teaches us about basar min achai. Ubasar min atreifa. And basar min atreifa, because the word sada sounds like something that was removed from its place in an unusual way, meaning during the animal's lifetime. And treifa is because it used the word treifa, so clearly it's about treifa. So Rabbi Shimon Lakish, however, says no. Lo sochal nefeshim abasar ze eivor min achai ubasar min achai. Lo sochal nefeshim abasar. You're right that that's about eivor min achai, but that's also about Eivor Min HaChai. Ubasar besad de treifa lo socheilu. The second pasuk that you mentioned is that basar min treifa. That's only about treifa. That's not about basar min HaChai. So again, everyone agrees where Eivor Min HaChai comes from. Everyone agrees where which pasuk basar treifa comes from. The machlokas is, does basar min HaChai, is basar min HaChai derived from the same pasuk as Eivor Min HaChai, or is basar min HaChai derived from the same pasuk as Basar Treifa? And the obvious nafkamina is what the Gemara points out right now. Achal Eivor Min HaChai u Basar Min HaChai. If a person ate both Eivor Min HaChai and Basar Min HaChai, how many things has he violated? Has he violated one pasuk or two pasukim? Is he going to get one malchus or two malchios? So the Rabbi Yochanan chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan say you chayiv twice, two lavin, because they're two separate pasukim, and therefore you chayiv twice, even though it was one achila and one asra'a, but nevertheless you're going to be chayiv you're going to be chayiv shtayim because it's two separate psukim. Tosfos raises the kasha that the Gemara in Pesachim says that you don't get malchus on the lav shebechlalos, that if one pasuk teaches you multiple isurim, then you don't get malchus on the lav shebechlalos. So how could it be that you're chayiv shtayim, that you're chayiv two malchios if it's a lav shebechlalos? Because one of them is clearly a lav shebechlalos, meaning that even Rabbi Yochanan agreed that from the pasuk basar basar treifa lo sochelu, you learn both basar melechai and basar treifa. So Tosfos answers that it's only on things that are not mefurish in the pasuk they don't get malchus, but that which is mefurish in the pasuk you do get malchus, even though it happens to also be a lav shebechlalos. So you're still going to get malchus for such things. But again, if you ate basar menachai, aver menachai, and basar menachai, so the Rabbi Shimon Lakish ain't chayv elachas. According to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, you only violated one lav because it's all the same pasuk, and therefore you only chayv once. And likewise, the other nafkamina is achal basar menachai u basar menatreifa. If you ate basar chay, basar from a chay, and basar of a treifa, so Rabbi Shimon Lakish chayv shtayim. According to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, you chayv twice because it's two separate pesukim. The Rabbi Yochanan ain't chayv elachas, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're only going to be chayv once because it's only one pasuk. Achal aver minachai ubasar minatreifa l'divrei kol chayiv shtayim. That everyone agrees that aver minachai and basar treifa are from separate psukim, and therefore everyone would agree that if you do those two things, you're chayiv shtayim, chayiv two separate malchios. So the Gemara says, everybody? Ureminu, well, I'll ask you a stira where it seems that somebody holds that if you eat aver minachai and basar minatreifa, that you're not chayiv shtayim. Achal aver minachai min treifa, if you eat aver minachai from an animal that was a treifa, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says you Chayiv Shtayim, which is exactly what we would expect everybody to say because it's two separate psukim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Einu Chayiv Ela Achas. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says you only Chayiv Achas. You only Chayiv one Malchus. A Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. Rabbi Yochanan makes perfect sense. Everyone, after all, agreed that Eivir Menachai and Basar Treifa from separate psukim, so obviously you're going to be Chayiv separately. El Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish kasha. So why then does Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish hold that you're only chayiv achas? You should be chayiv shtayim because they're derived from two separate psukim. So to answer that question, the Gemara is going to have four approaches right now. Right, well, again, the question is how come Reish Lakish says that if you eat aver menachai and treifa, basar treifa, you're chayiv only once. Those are clearly from two different psukim. How could there be only one chiyuv? So answer number one, Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha, kan bebehema achas, kan b'shtei behemos. That one case is talking about where it's behema achas, that's a treifa, and you eat an aver from it while it's alive, and the other is that you had two behemos, one that was kosher, one that was a treifa. You ate an aver menachai from the kosher behema, and you ate meat from the treifa behema. So b'shtei behemos mechayiv shtayim. If it's two separate animals, everyone's going to hold that you're chayiv shtayim. You violated two isurim, two different animals. Of course, you're going to be chayiv shtayim. You know what this whole machlokas of Yochanan and Shlokish was? Bebehema achas pligi. They're arguing when you ate from the same behema. Bebehema achas b'may pligi. What do you mean? Why does that make it any better? You violated two separate isurim by eating from that behema achas. Why on earth? We're still at our question. Why would Reish Lakish say that you're only chayiv once if you violate two separate isurim from eating from that single behema? So Rabbi Kigon Shenitrefa im Yetzias Ruba. The behema became a treifa at the very moment that it was being born. It became a treifa, meaning we assume Leida happens at the time of birth. Now Tosfos points out it didn't really have to say that it mamish became a treifa as it was being born. It could have become a treifa prior to that as well, because the Isser treifa is only chal at the Shas Yitzia Min HaOlam. So whether it became a treifa mamish b'yitzias rubo or became a treifa while it was b'mei imo, it's still the same thing. Meaning the point is that the Isser treifa set in at birth. So Marsavar Behem Bechayalevar Momedes. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, while the Behem is still alive and fully intact, we look at it as a collection of Avarim. So each Aver is considered independently and is considered an Aver Menachai, and therefore the Isser of Aver Menachai is there while it's still Shalem. So Visser Trefa, Visser Aver Menachai, Visser Aver, Badi Adadikasu. So the Isser of Trefa and the Isser of Aver Menachai came at the same time. They both came as soon as the animal had chiyus, as soon as the animal was born. You had both Yisurim chal simultaneously. Umarsavar Berish Lakish holds Behema Bechaya Lavle Evar Momedas, that a Behema is not viewed as a collection of Evarim. So the Yisra Evar Menachai is only Chal when you chop off an Evar from a living thing. It's not as soon as the animal is born that you have an Yisra of Evar Menachai. It's when an Evar is removed from a Chai, then you have an Yisra of Evar Menachai. And therefore the Yisra Trefa came first. Veloasi Yisra Evar Bechaya Yisra Trefa. So the Yisra of Evar Menachai ain't Yisra Chal al Yisra. If it's Pasacha, so then both Yisurim are going to be Chal. But if one preceded the other, so we have that principle, we spent a lot of time on that principle already, that Ein Yisur Chal al Yisur, so the Yisur of Avram and Achai is not going to be Chal on the Yisur of Trefa that precedes it. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, the Yisur of Avram and Achai and the Yisur of Trefa came at the same exact time when the animal was born. Now Tosfos asks that it sounds over here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the reason the Yisur of Aver is Chal at the same time as the Yisur of Trefa is because Behema B'chayeha is Leivarim Omedes. But if it would not be Omedes Leivarim, then the Yisra of Eiver would not be Chal on the Yisra Trefa. But L'chora, even if it was not Leivarim Omedes, the Yisra of Eiver Menachai should be Chal on the Yisra Trefa, according to Rabbi Yochanan at least. Because Masecha Shavuos and Daf Chav Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan holds an Yisra Chal al Yisra be Yisra Kolel. Because the mission over there in Masecha Shavuos says that if a person takes a shavua shelo ochel nevelus utrefus, that he's not going to eat nevelus utrefus, the shavua is going to be chal. What do you mean? Nevelus utrefus are already usser. How can you make a new isser of shavua be chal on an already existing isser of nevelus utrefus? Your mushbava omeid mehar sinai. So you have to say because he's including kasheros as well in that shavua, and therefore it's an isser kolel. So if he say he holds, apparently Rabbi Yochanan holds that an isser is Chalal Isser if the second Isser is an Isser Kolel. Now, if you say that by an Isser Kolel, then certainly you would say that by an Isser Mosif. And when you have an existing Isser of Trefa and then a second Isser of Avram and Achai, that's an Isser Mosif because that applies to B'nai Noach as well. So, Frek Tosos, I don't understand. Why do we have to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, both Isserim were Chal at the same time? You don't need to say that both Isserim were Chal at the same time. You're going to be Chayiv Shtayim even if the Isser of Avram and Achai came later than the Isser of Trefa. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan and Masechta Shavuos, Isser Chal al Isser be Isser Kolel will be Isser Mosif, and this is an Isser Mosif. So Tosfos says a little bit of a dochak that sugya and Shavuos is Rabbi Yochanan explaining the Mishnah, but Leilo Svirale, he actually does not hold that way. He does not hold that an Isser is going to be Chal al Isser be Isser Mosif be Isser Kolel, but he was just explaining the Shita of the Tana in that Mishnah. Okay, but be that as it may, that is explanation number one of the Shita of Reish Lakish, which is the one that bothered us. So again, how the Gemara was bothered. How could Reish Lakish say that if you eat Aver minachai of and basar trefa that you're only going to be chayiv once you violated two psukim? So the first answer was because the two isurim were not chal simultaneously and ein iser chal al iser, so you're only going to be chayiv for the iser of trefa which came first. Vibai Sema, a second answer is Behema Bechaya Lav Le'Evar Mamedes. Everyone holds that the Yisra of Evar Menachai is only when you chop off an Evar. Obemesi Yisra Evar Mechal Yisra Trefa Kamiflagi. And what they're actually arguing about is, do we say Yisra Chal al Yisra? Do we say that the Yisra of Evar Menachai can be Chal on the pre-existing Yisra Trefa? That Mar Sovar Asi Yisra Evar V'Chayel Yisra Trefa. Rabbi Yochanan says yes, because the Yisra of Evar Menachai is an Yisra Mosif, because since it applies to B'nai Noach, and therefore can be Chal on the Yisra Trefa, whereas Umar Sovar Reish Lakish, whose Shita we're trying to explain over here, holds Lo Asi Yisra Evar Chayel Yisra Trefa, that the Yisra of Evar Menachai cannot be Chal on the Isser Trefa, because ain Isser Chal al Isser, even if it's an Isser Mosif. So that is approach number two, that you only chayiv once, because ain Isser Chal al Isser, and they did not come simultaneously, because the Isser of Eiver Menachai is only when you chop off an Eiver from the Chai. Third approach, Vibay Sema, to Kuli Alma Behema Bechaya Leivar Mamedes. Everyone holds that the Yisra of Eiver Menachai is there as soon as the animal is alive, as soon as the animal is born. But the Isser Treifa did not happen all the way back then. The animal did not become a Treifa at the time of the Leida or during the pregnancy, but rather it happened afterwards, after the birth. It's happening in the reverse order now. The Shaila is, can the Isser of Treifa be Chal on a pre-existing Isser Eivor Menachai? So Mars Rasi, Rabbi Yochanan would say, yes, Asi V'chayil will be Chal on the Isser of Menachai, because he holds that Isser Chal al Isser, and Mars Havrlo Asi V'chayil. And Reish Lakish would say, what are you talking about? Ain't Isser Chal al Isser. How can you say that a second Isser is going to be Chal on the first Isser? Now, in the previous explanation, we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds, oh, the Isser of Aver is going to be Chal on the Isser Treifa, because it's Isser Mosif. What's the explanation over here? Why would he hold that the Isser Treifa would be Chal on the Isser Eivor Menachai? It's not an Isser Mosif. So what makes the Isser Treifa be Chal on the Isser Eivor Menachai? Are we suggesting that he just doesn't hold of the entire principle, the entire concept of Ein Isser Chal al Isser, that you could just always have an Isser Chal on another Isser? So the Rosh Yosef explains, based on the Tosfos in Yevamos, that no, over here it's an Isser Chamor, that the Isser Treifa is more Chamor than the Isser Eivor Menachai, because the Isser of Eivor Menachai can be resolved by doing a shechita, whereas the Isser of Treifa cannot be resolved by doing a shechita. If an animal is a Treifa and you shecht it, it's still a Treifa, and therefore you're still in violation of Treifa. So maybe Dafka by an Isser Chamer, he's going to say that a second Isser could be Chal, whereas Reish Lakish would say Isser Chamer is not its own independent thing. There's Isser Mosif, there's Isser Kolel, but now Isser Chamer does not alone allow for an Isser to be Chal on a second Isser, on a previous Isser. And now a fourth approach. Rava Amar, that the real machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is going to shetalish mena aver v'tarfa bo, that when you ripped off an aver from the animal, that's what made it a treifa. The animal wasn't a treifa until you pulled off its leg minar kuvel lemaila, the way Rashi learns. So mar savra beima b'chayalei varim eina omedas. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the yisur of aver menachai was not chal prior to that moment, that it's only when you rip off the limb that the yisur of aver menachai is chal, and therefore, Isra Eivor v'Isra Treifa b'Adei Adadikasu. So the Isra Eivor Menachai and the Isra Treifa came simultaneously, because they both happened at the moment you pulled off the limb. Umar Savar, whereas Reish Lakish holds Bein B'Chayalei Varmim Omedes. No, while the animal's alive, it already has an Isra Eivor Menachai. So V'Losi Isra Treifa, Chayalei Isra Eivor. So the Isra Treifa is not going to be Chal on the Isra Eivor Menachai. Chaznish raises the question that the Isra Treifa is Chal at the time that you cut off the Eivor to the point that the animal will no longer be able to live. Eivor Menachai would only be Chal when you entirely sever the limb. So is that really, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying, oh, they happen at the same time, because the Isser Eivor Menachai is Chal when you remove the limb, and that's when it became a treifa, when you remove the limb. So Chazanish says, no, there's a little bit of time in between those two things, because treifa happens as soon as you cut the limb enough that the animal would for sure die. That's probably not the total severance of the limb. Eivor Menachai happens when it's totally severed, when the limb is completely severed. So the Chazanish suggests once you cut the limb to the point that the animal would no longer survive, at that point, everyone agreed, Behema Le'evar Momedas. Meaning, we had two possibilities of at what point the Yisr of Eivor Menachai is Chal. Is it while the animal's alive, we just look at it as a collection of Eivarim? Or is it only once you rip off a limb? So ripping off a limb doesn't mean at the point that it's totally severed. Ripping off a limb means at a point that it's irreparably ripped off. So even though it's not totally severed. So at the time that it becomes a treifa, might be the very time that it's Le'evar Momedas, that we already view it as an independent limb. Tzvaris Yaakov suggests that that's why Rashi Dafka gives the example of cutting off the leg minar kuva lemaila, because Rashi happens to know that treifa of cutting off the leg minar kuva lemaila is the animal only loses any chance of survival once it's totally severed on that particular treifa, not at some earlier point. And that's how we know that the two things happen simultaneously to one another. Okay, so that is topic number one in today's daf. How do we explain Reish Lakish that if you eat Eivor Menachai and treifa that you're only chayiv achas? Those are the four approaches. Those are the four ways of understanding. Now says Gemara topic number two. Amru b'chibar abam Rabbi Yochanan. Achal chelev Menachai trefa. What if a person takes chelev from a trefa live animal and he eats it? So chayiv shtayim, you're chayiv twice. You violated the chora, chelev, trefa, and Eiv Menachai, right? Or Basar Menachai. So you chayiv shtayim. So even though there are three isurim, there's Eiv Menachai, there's chelev, and the trefa, you only get two malkios. So Amalei Rabbi Ami, v'lei memar shalosh. Why don't you say you chayiv three? You did three isurim. Shani omer shalosh, because I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you chayiv three. Say itmar nami. And we learned as well, like Rabbi Ami said, that omer Rabbi Yavohu, omer Rabbi Yochanan, Achal chelev min hachay min hatrefa chayiv shalosh. That we added this alternate version of Rabbi Yochanan where he taka says that you're chayiv shalosh. So the Gemara says, b'may kamifli, what is the nekuda samachlokas over here as to whether you're chayiv shtayim or you're chayiv shalosh when you eat chelev from a live trefa? So three explanations of what the machlokas is. So explanation number one, gon shenitrefa im yitzias ruba, that it became a trefa at the moment that it was born. So Mandi Amar Shalosh, Rabbi Ami says that Yichayv Shalosh Kasavr Behema B'chayeho Leivar Momedas, that at the moment that it's born, that's when the Yisr Eivar Menachai is Chal as well. So the Yisr Chelev, the Yisr Eivar, the Yisr Trefa, Ba'di Adadikasu, all three Yisurim come at the same time. Meaning the Yisr of Chelev doesn't apply in utero, it only applies when the animal is born. The Yisr of Eivar Menachai only applies if you hold Behema B'chayeho Leivar Momedas at the time that it's born. And the Yisur of Trefa, it happens to be. In this case, it became a Trefa just at the moment that it was born. But the opinion that holds that you're only Chayiv twice holds that we do not look at a living animal as a collection of Eivarim. So the Yisur of Eivar Menachai does not yet apply while an animal is fully intact and alive. So the Yisur Chelev, Yisur Trefa, Ika. So the Yisur Chelev and the Yisur Trefa, they happened at the same time when the animal was born. But Yisra'ever lo asichayil, the Yisra'ever cannot be chal on the pre-existing Yisurim of Chelev and Trefa that were already there, because Ein Yisr chal al Yisr. So that is explanation number one of the Machlokas, that again boils down to whether Behema B'chayeha is Leivarim Omedes or not. Viva Yisema, a second way of understanding it is to Kulei Alma, everyone agrees, Behema B'chaya lav Leivarim Omedes, that a living animal we do not view as a collection of Eivarim. The Yisr of Eivarim Chai only is chal at the time that you rip off the limb from the animal. And over here, it's not a machlokas in when the Yisr of Eivar Menachai is chal. It's a machlokas in the rules of Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr. Can the Yisr of Eivar Menachai be chal on the pre-existing Yisurim of Chelev and Trefa? That Mar Sover Rabbi Ami holds Asi Chayil, that yes, it can be. Umar Sover Lo Asi Chayil, and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba holds that it cannot be chal because Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr. So it's a machlokas whether it can be chal because it's an Yisr Mosif, since Yisr Eivar Menachai is shaykh to Bnei Noach, or then no, Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr even by an Yisr Mosif. Third and final approach to the machlokas, or the third possibility is everyone agrees that while the animal is alive, we view it as a collection of Eivarim. The Yisr of Eivar Menachai already exists while it's alive, and therefore the Yisr of Eivar Menachai and the Yisr of Chelev were already there at the time that it was born. But it only became a trefa later on. And the machlokas is, can the Yisr of trefa be chal on the pre-existing Yisr of Eivar Menachai? Marsa v'rasi chayil, Rabbi Ami holds that the Yisr of trefa could be chal on the Yisr of Eivar Menachai, mida dahava achelev, just like the Yisr of trefa could be chal on the Yisr of chelev. To Amar Mar, because the Gemara says in Maseches Zvachim that a Torah Amra, yavo Yisr nevela yachal al Yisr chelev, yavo Yisr trefa yachal al Yisr chelev. Both the Yisr of nevela and the Yisr of trefa can be chal on the Yisr of chelev. The sugi over there talks about, the pasuk says, v'chelev nevela v'chelev of trefa, it says you're not allowed to eat. So why does the Torah have to tell me not to eat chelev nevelu trefa? The Torah already tells me I'm not allowed to eat chelev of even a kosher animal. So if you're not allowed to eat chelev of a nevelu or a trefa, Pasuk says kol chelev, kol dam losu chelu. So the asara must be for the love of Nevela Trefa to tell me that that it's Chal on the Yisr Chalev that preceded it, that even though there was an Yisr Chalev before it became a Nevela, before it became a Trefa, the Yisr Nevela and the Yisr Trefa can be Chal at the time on the Yisr of Chalev. Chalev is an Yisr that was there Mishas Leda. Nevela Trefa happened later on. Shabbi Yochanan, we see from there that just like the Torah tells me that the Yisr Nevela Utrefa could be Chal on the Yisr of Chalev, so too the Yisr of Trefa could be Chal on the Yisr of Ever Menachai, and that's why you're going to be Chayiv Shalosh, that this is an exception to Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr, that the Yisr of Trefa could be Chal on the Yisr of Ever Menachai. The Idach, whereas Reb Chiyu says that you're only Chayiv twice, Achelev Udachayil. No, the Torah tells me that the Yisr of Trefa could be Chal on the Yisr of Chelev to Hutar Michlalo, because the Yisr of Chelev is something that's not universal to all animals. Chayos don't have an Yisr of Chelev, and therefore the Yisr of Chelev is a little bit more Kal. Aval Ever de Lahutar Michlalo, but the Yisr of Ever Menachai, which doesn't know of any exception, right? The Yisr of Ever Menachai applies to all types of animals, and therefore is more Chamur than Lo. Then the Yisr of Nevela Trefa is not going to be Chal on the Yisr of Eva Menachai. And that's why Reb Chiya Barabbas says that if you eat Chelev Menachai from an animal that became Trefa after it was already born, you're only going to be Chayiv Shtayim, because the Yisr Trefa cannot be Chal on the pre-existing Yisurim that were Chal already at the time of the animal's birth. Okay, that is the second topic on today's daf. Now, says Gemara, Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, Amar Boi Minei Rabbi Shum Ben Lakshmi Rabbi Yochanan, Chilko Mi Bachutz, what if you take a kezayis of Ever Menachai and you cut it into two pieces on your plate and you eat one bite at a time? So you cut it, well, it was outside of your mouth. So Mahu, do we view that like any other issue in the Torah, that as long as you eat it B'Kedei Achilas Pras, that we're Mitztarif the Achila and it's considered one Achila and you're going to be Chayiv? Or do we say that no, since there's a chiddush in the Yisr of Ever Menachai, that Ever Menachai, not only are you in violation of Ever Menachai, and are we mitzdarif the parts that are edible, like the basar, but the gidin va'atzamos are also included, even though they don't have any taste. Could be that ein lecha ba'el chidusho, and therefore you're only going to be chayiv if you eat it mamishol at one time. Meaning ein achinami, there is a din, there is a halacha l'moshe misinai that the shear of achila is defined as long as you get a kesayis b'kedei achilas pras. But maybe when you have a chiddush, we don't rely on those on that separate din of kedei achilas pras, and we would just go with what I would normally. What would I have assumed achila meant had I not had a halacha l'moshe misinai that told me kesayis b'kedei achilas pras? So Rashi says the way Rashi learns our Gemara is I would have assumed it meant a kesayis b'bas achas, that you have to eat the entire kesayis at once. That's what I naturally would have assumed. Chassam Sofer in a couple of places in the Tshuva and in his commentary on the Gemara over here has a little trouble with that, because the Gemara in Zvachim seems to assume that we would have assumed otherwise, that we would have assumed that even a mashahu is achila, that you don't need a kazayis for achila, or that there's no limit, you could eat the kazayis within any amount of time. Rashi seems to be going in the other direction, that we naturally would assume without a chiddush of kedei achilas pras that you got to eat it all at once in order for it to be considered achila. That's how Rashi learns our Gemara. So anyway, so you wanted to know, are you going to be chayiv if you cut it in two and you eat the two pieces b'kedei achilas pras, but not at the same time? So Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rish Lakish, Pater, you're Pater, you didn't eat it all at once. So okay, that's if you cut it on your plate and then take two bites. What if you put it all in your mouth at the same time but chewed on it, so you didn't swallow it all at once? So Amalei Chayef, he says, no, that's called eating a kazayis at once. That you're going to be Chayef for. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained that Chilko mi b'chutz Pater, that everyone agrees that if you cut it on your plate, you're going to be Pater. Mi b'fnim, if you cut it in your mouth, meaning you chewed on it, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayef, Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to be Chayef, Reish Lakish Amar Pater, Reish Lakish holds your Pater even in that case. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayef, Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv since you ate the entire kazayis b'bas achas, even though it was split by the time it went into the beis abliyah. Hari nena grono b'kazayis, your mouth enjoyed a kazayis all at one time. Reish Lakish Amar Pater, achilu b'meyav b'inon v'leka. Reish Lakish says you're pater because it's not about your mouth, it's about when it goes down your digestive tract, when it goes into your stomach. And over here, you didn't have a sheer kazayis that went into the stomach all at the same time. El Reb Shimon Lakish Echem Shkach Sadim Chayiv. Well, wait a second. How then is it, what is the case where Reb Shimon Lakish will ever say you're going to be chayiv? There's no way you're swallowing an entire kazayis all at one time. So when's he ever going to say you're chayiv? So Rav Kana, begrumisa ze'irta, on a tiny bone that's on the thigh of an animal that has a very small amount of basar, and the gid and the etzem are mashlim to the shir kazayis, and the derech is to be boleya, it's shalem, since you can't chew on bones and sinews anyway, so it's the derech to chew it in the normal way. Now Tosfos is bothered by this whole interpretation of the Gemara that we just said, that the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that the Gemara's kasha was, wait, if every time you chew on something you're not going to be chayiv, how is Rish Lakish ever going to come up with a case that you're going to be chayiv? The way Rashi explained it is, because who swallows a kazayas at one time? I don't know, the Gemara tells us that the Beis HaBliya is large enough to accommodate two kazayasim, that there are those that are machmir on the night of the Seder, that they want to swallow both kazayasim simultaneously. So they'll chew, and they'll chew, and they'll chew, and they'll swallow two kazayasim simultaneously. And we assume that there's enough room in your throat to do that, to swallow two kazayasim simultaneously. So what's so shver that a kazayas achas, that it's impossible to swallow a kazayas achas, that the Gemara needs to say, oh, how could that ever happen? Oh, there's one limb on the animal that you could think of that it's the derech to swallow. So Tosfos has an entirely different interpretation of our Gemara, but we learned like Rashi. Rabbi Lazar Amar afilu chilkum ibuchotznami chay. Rabbi Lazar holds that you chay for every man chay even if you cut it into two pieces on your plate. Muchusar kreva lavka muchusar ma'isa dami, because the fact that the two pieces were cut in half, that's not considered to be a muchusar ma'isa. It's not considered to be that you only ate one a half of kazayas and not the other half. Since but with the two achilas together, you ate a kazayas shalim b'kdei achilas pras. That's like any other din where you eat a kazayis shalim b'kdei achilas pras, where you're going to be chayiv. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses what gets counted toward the shir kazayis in general when it comes to isurim, meaning lav dafka evim rechay, l'chor, it's about anything. So Amr Rabshim ben Lakish, kazayis sha'amru, whenever we say kazayis by isurim in the Torah, that you're chayiv if you eat a kazayis, we don't count the stuff stuck between your teeth toward that kazayas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afim ben ashinayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, we do. That's part of what you ate. Amar Rav Papa, b'shal ben ashinayim dekuliyam lo pligi. Rav Papa says, no. Everyone agrees whatever's stuck between your teeth is not mitzarif. You didn't eat that. You didn't swallow it. Ki pligi ben achinachayim. The machlokas is, what about that which gets stuck to your palate? So some gets stuck to your palate, and maybe you pull it out of your mouth, or maybe you eventually swallow it, but you swallow after a kedei achilas pras. So is that mitzdaref if at the point that you hit the kedei achilas pras it was still stuck to your palate? So Marsav Rabbi Yochanan holds that it is mitzdaref harenena grono b'kazayis. Your mouth was enjoying a kazayis. O Marsav achila b'meyav b'inan. Whereas Reish Lakish holds that no, you need achila b'meyav. It's not enough that your mouth enjoys a kazayis. Your body needs to enjoy a kazayis. Your stomach needs to enjoy a kazayis in order for you to be chayiv. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Asiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achol chatzi zayis vehekiyo, v'chazav achol chatzi zayis acher, chayiv. Related to this issue of where the hanah has to be. Does the hanah only have to be in your mouth, or does the hanah have to be that your stomach benefited from a kazayis? So Rabbi Asiya says in him, Rabbi Yochanan, if a person eats a chatzi zayis, vomits it up, and then eats another chatzi zayis, so he's chayiv. My tamar in enagrad b'kazayis. Your mouth enjoyed a kazayis. It half at a time, but it enjoyed a kazayis. But Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Asi, achol chatzi zayis v'yakiu v'chazor v'achalo mahu. Okay, that's if you ate a chatzi zayis, vomited, and then ate another chatzi zayis. What if you ate a chatzi zayis, vomited, and then ate that same chatzi zayis again? You went for round two on that same chatzi zayis. So are the two chatzi zayis a mitzdarif? Are you going to be chayiv for that? A person decided he's finally going to rebel. He's going to start doing averis. So he's going to sit down and eat himself a piece of chazer. So it's so hard for him. So he eats a chatzi zayis, and as soon as he eats a chatzi zayis, he's sickened from it. So he vomits it up. But he's determined to rebel. So he swallows it again. Right. So is he going to be chayiv for doing that, or is he not going to be chayiv for doing that? So Maikami Bayle, what exactly was Rabbi Lazar not sure about? Iavi equal ilavi equal. You want to tell me that a suffix is when you swallowed it and then you vomited it up, does it lose its shame ochel because it now is gross and it's now considered like waste product and it's not food anyway, so you know you can't be chayiv on that, and therefore we're not mitzdarif the second achila? Or whether we assume, maybe as Shaila was, or whether we assume that it still remains a food, and therefore you could still be mitzdarif it to the original achila, v'tibay le'kazayis. But then he could have just asked about eating a kazayis and vomiting it and eating another kazayis. Do you only get malchus for the, meaning if that's considered equal, so you get malchus only for the first one, and if it's not considered equal, then you get malchus for both of them. Meaning you didn't need to make it about a chatzizayis if that was the case. Meaning if his whole Shaila was, when is vomited up food still considered food? So you could make the shayla about, if you eat vomited up food, are you chayef for eating that? Right? You get a new asra, don't eat that, and you eat it, are you chayef for that? So that could have been a shayla. His shayla must have been whether we follow the hanas grono, the fact that your mouth enjoyed it, or the fact that your stomach enjoyed it. And in this case, only a half of kazayis ended up in your stomach, but your mouth got a full kazayas. Well, the tifshalamid Rabbi Yassi. But Rabbi Yassi already addressed that when he spoke about eating not the same chatzizayas. If you eat a chatzizayas, vomit it, and then a different chatzizayas. It's the same shayla, that your stomach only got a chatzizayas, and your mouth got a kazayas shalem, and he already said that you're chayiv in such a case. So what new ground is Rabbi Lazar breaking when he makes the case more gross than the first case? Right? Meaning, what are you accomplishing? There's no new shayla. So says Gemara, Rabbi Asi, Gemara iakarle. No. What happened is that there were two things that were pasha to Rabbi Lazar. That if food is swallowed, it's not considered to be equal, and that we follow hanas grono, we follow what your mouth enjoys. So he didn't really need to ask Rav Asi anything. He knew both of these things, but he saw that Rav Asi forgot one of the things that he had learned from Rabbi Yochanan, that even if you eat the very same chatzizayis again, that you're going to be chayiv, because the fact that Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan a chatzizayis acher shows that he forgot about what the halacha is when you eat the same chatzizayis. So va'aser Rabbi Lazar lat kure. Rabbi Lazar was trying to remind Rabbi Asi, remember when we heard from Rabbi Yochanan, you're even chayiv if you eat the same chatzizayis. So he said it b'lashon sheila to be nice, meaning Rabbi Asi said you eat a different chatzizayis, so you're going to be chayiv. So Rabbi Lazar says, and what would the halacha be if you eat the same chatzizayis a second time? As if he didn't know, but he did know. And this is what he's telling him. Why do you need to make the case about eating a different chatzizayis? You could say your same chiddush about eating the same chatzizayis. And then you would teach me two halachos. Number one, you would learn that whatever has been swallowed and vomited is still considered food. And you'd also learn that it does not depend on hana'as me'av, it depends on hana'as grono, on what your mouth enjoys, and not what your stomach enjoys. So ishtik v'lam v'lamidi. Rabbi Asi was quiet, and he didn't respond. He still didn't remember, even after being prompted, even after he still didn't remember what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Asi, mofes adar, you know, he tried to build him up. You're the gadol adar. Lo zim segin amr kabed Rabbi Yochanan. Weren't there many times where we said this in front of Rabbi Yochanan, that even if you eat the same chatzizayis, that you're going to be chayiv? So va'ar malach, and Rabbi Yochanan said, harinena grono b'kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan said that you are chayiv because you did have a na'as garon of a kazayis, and that was good enough. So don't you remember that he said that? So in halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the chayiv is on hana'as grono. Hana'as grono means as long as your mouth enjoyed a kazayis, even if your stomach did not enjoy a kazayis. The Rambam paskins that way. Panami Eros points out that this may be true when it comes to ma'achalos asuros, that the chiyuv of achila from ma'achalos asuros is hana'as grono. But it's not so pashut that the same is true when it comes to birch sanenim. Because just because we go with hana'as grono when it comes to ma'achalos asuros does not mean that it's going to be considered to be the true by birch sanenim. He brings a raya from the fact that by an iser, you're chayven or biyochan hana'as grono, even though you didn't get hana'as me'av. And the Rambam paskens like that, that even if you eat a chatzizayis ve'yikiyu, and then you eat the very same chatzizayis, you're going to be chayv because the chiyuv is on hana'as grono. achrono from a dvar iser, but by bracha achrono, he says, for sure that would not be true. If you ate a chatzi zayis and vomited it up and then ate the same chatzi zayis, of course you're not chayav a bracha achrono. How do I know that you're not chayav a bracha achrono? Because all of birch sanenin are derived from the pasuk of yachalta visavata. So you need an achila that's maybe lide sviya. Sviya only happens when your stomach is full. So if you ate and you spit it out all day, you're never going to get to the point of sviya. So even though birch sanenin are drabanan, and we don't learn all birch sanenin from that pasuk, so you're chayiv if you eat a kazayis that doesn't have a kedei sviya. But what's called the tikkun rabanan can daraisa a tikkunim, and therefore you need a type of achila that's maybe lidei sviya, which is hanaas me ayim. So that's the ha'ara of the panim iros. That is different when it comes to birch sanenin. Okay, we'll stop there. But from tomorrow, we'll begin the new parak kol habasar. Everyone have a great day.